We're up to Perek Vav in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Dinei Tchina B'Shabbos, the halachas of grinding, chopping things are very small. Melacha known as Teichin of the Lamites Melachas. Perek Vav is going to discuss the halachas of Tchina on Shabbos, and later in Perek Zayin we'll see the halachas of Teichin of grinding on Yom Tov and how they differ. Sif Aleph begins Isit on page Tzadik Gimel. Those who are following along inside, Sif Aleph Isir. Techina keil neisiv amalechas hatechina atzma. Part of grinding something is not just using a grinder and grinding something up. Begam ketitzas davar lechalokim ketanim. Even chopping up anything to very, very small pieces also goes into the gather of teichin. And as we'll see, it's unclear by the poskim exactly what the shear of tiny pieces is. You know, dakim, what that means, and therefore one has to be careful at the various sizes. But included in chopping up is mi'chasai, kisishasai, risukai, any type of pounding, smashing, squeezing, anything, crushing, anything, all these different types of methods of taking a large item and making it smaller, making it in a different form, we'll see soon, and knocking it down like that. And in any fashion that you can figure out how to get things down to very small pieces. There's no difference if to make it to tiny pieces you're doing it like when you grind wheat to flour, which was done in the order of making bread, was you ground wheat all the way down to this tiny specks of flour. But even if it's not that small, Or if you crush something by pressing down on it, even if, like, you take a banana, you have a nice, beautiful banana, and you crush it down, like, for a baby to eat, right? So we'll see later certain clues how to do it for young children. But just generally speaking, right, if you take a banana, which is a nice, big, round, straight thing, and you crush it up, or you crush up something which is going to become into like a thick porridge. So now when you crush a banana, you don't get tiny small pieces because of the moisture in the banana becomes a mush, right? That mush is, it's also tchina to take, teichin, to take that nice long banana and crush it and smash it and mix it up till it becomes this mush, for lack of a better word. The two stars he points out, gam dvarm sheinam oichlen, yesh behem mishum iset tchina. Even items that are not food items have the halach of teichin. Ulechein, therefore, asel of fire gush adama. If you can pick up a piece of dirt, which, you know, might be some muktzah separately, but let's say you have a piece of dirt, that's whatever you can pick up, and you crumble it in your hands at tiny little pieces, that's also the isra of teichin. All the vakeya etzim l'gzarim dakim, if you take a piece of wood, let's say, and you cut it down to tiny twigs. L'nasra etzim daitel al-nasaris. Right? If you take a large piece of wood, make small, you need these little twigs. That's all part of Teichin. And that's all Asur on Shabbos. It's if base. Kol machshir hamyuad l'tchoin bay. Any kli, any utensil, vessel, keli, that's meant for grinding. Kuyay matchena, like a mill, machteshes, a mortar, megaredes, a scraper, any of these types of kelim. Also, l'shtamish baby Shabbos, one may not use them on Shabbos, b'chol oifin shehu, in any manner. Afilu l'dvarim she'ein behem iser. Teichin, even, it's a kli shum lachter l'iser, so you can't even use it for another purpose on Shabbos. It's not teichin. This is how afilu m'dayti lechla s'eichel ha'tochen miyad. This iser is even if you plan on eating the ground item right away. It's not like bird where there's eichel m'tichpsos for right away. Teichin is even if it's going to be used right away. Again, gam ein l'shtamish b'Shabbos b'sakin gedoyla hamu edus liktzeis bo. So this is a machlekes. Rabbi Zalman holds that when you have these large knives that are meant for chopping, the choppers, that's what the knives are meant to do. Such a knife shouldn't be used on Shabbos even for other purposes. They bring from Ramosha and Archaim Chalikdal that he's mekel, and he says it's for the knife. Use it for other things that are not chopping. So it really depends, right? It's machlekes apayskim, but lemaisa, one should be machmir. The only thing they use this knife for during the week would be for chopping things, to very small things, such a knife, one should refrain from using on Shabbos. Sev Gimel, Ein leishtamish bekli hamyuchad lechitech botzel. An onion chopper one should not use on Shabbos. V'humareches sakinim uskenes betzir kvitzim. It says basically contraption. He says that's made either with hinges or with springs. V'aydeshi mistaveves misavav letzir nasa pulis haktzatz above in yisaydi. Right? And you push the thing down and it chops the onion into small pieces. Such a chopper should not be used on Shabbos. But this is an egg slicer. Says an egg slicer is mutter to be used. And he explains what's an egg slicer. For who sure shall have him or chokim zemizeva him muskonim misgeret. At the top part has these little tiny wires that go across. And those loichatsim algai base kibu begirdle beitza kisha beitza nesenes beza kibu. And that goes down on the egg when the egg is sitting in its beitz kibu in its holder, right? The bottom flat part of an egg slicer goes down and up, has a little indent the size of an egg. You put the egg in it. Then you close the slicer down across the top of it, which is made up of these little, we call them knives, or little thin metal wires that will cut through the egg and make nice slices. And that cuts it to nice egg slices. So that you'll have to use on Shabbos. That's not teichen, because that size slice is not teichen. So the point that something is meant to slice doesn't make it muktzah on Shabbos, doesn't make it klishim lachta issa. Dafka, something which is meant to chop to small pieces, those pieces would be a question of teichen. Such a chopper you shouldn't use on Shabbos. Chamud l'shtamash v'sakim yichaz z'chidluch dak, so like when you're cautious, you can even use a knife that they would use for cutting hard cheeses to small pieces, because that's just a regular knife. It's sharper, it's thinner, it's a little bit easier to use for cheese, but such a knife has many purposes for it, and then, therefore, it's mutter to use that on Shabbos. Then it's Evdaladi says that beperik zanidain rak betchinas machalom shloi be'ezes machshim yud mekach. As he goes further on to talk about which type of tchino, my tchino, is permitted, says, remember, we're talking about always when you're not using a utensil that's meant for tchino. Okay? So he says, hey, we're going to see this difference in halacha when you're doing tchino. Whether it's a food that grew from the ground or didn't grow from the ground. Bein oichel shekvah hayotachon pam is a food that was already once ground up, or bein oichel shloi hayotachon af pam, or a food that wasn't. Like for instance, when you eat a piece of bread
or a cracker,
so that was once flour. Flour was once ground already. So we're gonna see it's more makel, something that was once that was previously ground, than something that's fresh start and being ground now for the first time. So Tzivov says gedulei karkei chayim. You have raw things that grow from the ground, like peyros, like fruits, a yirokos, a vegetable, she'enim v'shalom, that are not cooked. Shemiraskim oisom k'dei lechem, that you like to chop or mash them in order to eat them. Also l'raskim, you're not allowed to chop or mash it. Avamuta l'chlachtech b'sakim chatiches g'deles k'zas. But you can make pieces, not tiny, tiny pieces. They should have some size to them. Ach lo yachdei dag dag, they shouldn't be cut very small. V'yachvid l'aseh zois, but even this should only be done Samal Chasuda, right before the meal. But he says, Achaydech Bavur Yelet Katan, someone who's cutting up for a young child. Ay Bavur Hameskasha Lechel, or someone elderly, let's say, who's having difficult time eating, someone for whatever reason has to eat pureed foods. Sasha Hucham Bederach Agila, Yeshle Amilismach Gam Yachtach Bashilm Dak Dak, but Tanesh Yaskin Samal Chasuda Mamish. He says, for such a person, there's a heter that you could cut up very small, but you should only do that right before the meal. In Tziv Katan Taz Zayin, he points out that this is in the Shem Rambam. Then he says, Shabruah seems to only say it's permitted for a person who mamish can't chew, and therefore needs these tiny pieces. He says even, Mishnah Zalman seems to say that we can carry over that heta for any person who has difficulty eating.
And for an animal, one can't do it, even if it's the only way the animal can eat.
But for human, if that's the way they need to eat, because it's difficult for them to eat,
be permitted to do so. We'll stop over here. If you'd like to sponsor a share to help this shiurim continue in the future, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor button, or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN.com.